Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You are still listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm glad you're still tuning in. I am Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. Our guest has the rustle of paper because our guest has such an impressive title that I actually need to read this one. It's Dr. Ejaz Arshad. He's the founder of the Esperanza Oncology Unit and Treatment and Facility. It's a cancer diagnostic and treatment facility in Brawley, associated with Pioneers. There we go. Yeah. Got it all in.
And we're lucky to have him here.
Welcome back, doctor.
Thank you.
Well, so we promised people cancer and mental health, and we've given them a fairly substantial dose of cancer.
Cancer, yes.
Let's hit the mental health angle.
Well, you know, and let's just say hopefully people can go out and get screened, you know, prevention. And we say that a lot, and also in mental health and alcohol and drug prevention. So
yeah, stick around with pencils and papers because we're going to have several take-home points at the end of this thing. Mm-hmm. So welcome back, doctor.
Sure.
How are we doing so far?
Great.
Are you having fun now?
Yes, you are.
Relaxing? The whole world's listening, so
it's really going to be on podcast, so it's going to be there forever.
You're going to be able to send this to India.
Oh, I see.
And send it to your family.
Sure.
Awesome.
My family is out here, but that is fine.
There must be somebody back.
Yeah.
You're perfect. Right. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So mental health, we talked about prevention. We talked about, you know, the things that contribute to the development of cancer. Does mental health play a role in that?
Well, cancer is a significant diagnosis, and it can cause existential threat to patients' life. So it causes distress, and distress can manifest in different ways. And the spectrum is from vulnerability, sadness, or fear of the treatment or the outcome to depression, anxiety, or, crisis in the emotional health or emotional well-being of the patient. So we have to approach it in a multidisciplinary way to take care of the whole patient, not just their cancer, their emotional well-being, and their health in general.
So
yeah, I mean, what I said earlier and what we said earlier, you know, when you give that diagnosis, that first diagnosis, and you say, you know, it is cancer. You know, for many, it's just the shock. And, you know, for many, they still think that, you know, that cancer is a death sentence. This is it. I'm going to die.
And sometimes it is.
And it's scary, and it's frightening, especially, you know, what's going to happen with, you know, the unknown, you know, just what kind of treatment are you going to provide? Can this be cured? When can we start, you know, you know, just all these questions and just the fear.
You are right. And as a physician, my role is that of a teacher. I teach people about their diagnosis. I treat them by giving them information and they making the choice. We empower them in decision making. The whole idea is that obviously, we want to prevent cancer, but if you're diagnosed with cancer, we approach it by educating the patient about their diagnosis, the different treatment options, as well as other coping mechanisms to deal with the diagnosis. So it is a stepwise approach. Sometimes when the patients come in, they have been diagnosed, they are not in a position to understand or comprehend the severity, the treatment options. So we take a stepwise approach. We might have two or three appointments before we finally make the decision regarding treatment. We usually have to do some imaging studies and other genetic studies as well as. So it takes a few days to get all the information together. And by that time, the grief and the distress caused by the cancer settles down, and then people are more amenable to get the information that is relevant to their diagnosis and helping them make the appropriate decision in their healthcare. So, and of course, you know, we have to work with other providers, their primary care physicians, as well as if they have any psychological or other illness.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.